Haverty's Furniture is here to help you get set for the season with up to $1,000 off. So you can set the stage with style and set the bar more beautifully. So why not settle in together on a new sofa? Because being at home doesn't mean having to settle for less. Even though the holidays feel a little different this year, Haverty's Furniture can help you create the perfect holiday setting with up to $1,000 off plus 0% interest.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1561. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to the winding down of summer and another episode of the number one podcast, an Apple podcast about job search. More episodes than any other show by far. And today's podcast talks about second interview tricks that you might be able to use that'll help you get through the round. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review. And I also want to remind you about taking my classes on Skillshare. Skillshare is a site where there are thousands of courses, not just simply mine, but other people's as well, on many, many different subjects, something that your wife, husband, partner, your kids might also enjoy. So if you use the link in the show notes and make the decision to join, you'll get 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. And with that, let's get going. And I've got two tricks for second interviews that I think will help you stand out from other people and help build connection on the interview. Now, in previous videos, I've spoken about how important it is to be congruent with what you've said at your first interview. That is, if you talked about something at the first, you want to be consistent in what you say about it at the second, right? Otherwise, it makes them scratch their heads and wonder, okay, is so-and-so being truthful? But here's a little trick, and that is, you always want them thinking as though you're part of the team. You always want them thinking that you're one of the folks. So let's say you come back to an interview and you're meeting with someone you've already spoken with. Maybe it was a phone interview. Maybe it was, they happened to be part of the setup before you meet with the next group of people. So as you talk with them this time, here's what you say. You know, I was thinking about our last conversation, and you spoke about such and such. I was really getting excited about that. Like, my mind has been racing about that since we spoke last time. I was wondering, could you tell me a little bit more about that and how I might contribute to this? Or, again, you're just talking, you're trying to get them to talk more. Because if you've seen one of my other videos called The Headhunter Secret to Knowing That You Did Well on an Interview, the idea is the more they talk, the more they like you. It's like you're allowing them to be magnificent and you're just basking in their magnificence and listening adoringly to what they say. So always get them to talk by saying, I was thinking about that last conversation we had, and I've been thinking about it since that time, and my mind really hasn't stopped mulling that over. And could you tell me a little bit more about that, please? Because it was really very exciting to me. So that's one little trick, getting them to talk. The other one that I want to bring to your attention today is the referring to the other person conversation. So let's say you were speaking with, John, Phil, Brenda, whomever, in the first conversation. And there was a point that was made that, again, stuck in your mind. So you're meeting with someone new. And you say, I was speaking with Brenda last time. And Brenda was talking about such and such. And it was really very interesting to me. Could you give me your take on that? Do you see it the same way as she? Because it was really very exciting. And the idea becomes, by referencing a person that you spoke with before, you get an idea as to whether they're congruent, right? Because, for example, if you're speaking to a subordinate, now you're going to talk to an overall manager or a director or a VP or whomever, you're getting their take on the role. And the idea is always to try and reference something from the previous conversation. Now, again, the key piece on that, from your standpoint, is whatever you reference has to be accurate. You can't just make stuff up, because otherwise they'll scratch their head and reject you. But assuming that you can be accurate, then referencing the conversation that you had with Brenda, asking for their take on it, puts them in a position of imagining you in the role, expanding upon it, talking in ways that allow you to see whether they're consistent with their thinking, because the last thing you want to do is step into a situation where there's conflict around what your role is going to be and how they're going to measure success. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 6,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information with a focus on interviewing. If you decide to take the lifetime membership at the site, it's $299 currently, but that's the price of a coaching session or an hour of coaching from me, and I'll be giving that to you if you join with a lifetime membership. Have a few questions? Contact me through the Magnify app for iOS or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, scheduling in time for Magnify or Presto Experts, speak with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help you with a salary negotiation or my trusted advisor services, and much, much more. Like you, I don't work for free. I do charge for what I do. You can take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands and thousands of courses, not just simply mine, on a host of different subjects that can help you in many different ways. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 250 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in at this point. So I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.